Griswold Boys Track and Field is expecting to cover every event this season. The Tigers have their goals set high to not only make it to the Drake Relays, but also to the state meet. Head coach Andy Everett expects this season to be a challenge, but one that the Tigers will be able to conquer.
Well, we try to do, it's a real juggling act, but we try to do it all. You want to get the kids in the best events for them. You want to get the kids in the best events for the team. You want to try and get things qualified for Drake if you got a shot at it. You want to get kids in events that have a shot at state so they can get a ton of experience at it. So you got to try to mesh all those things into one lineup for a meet. And that's kind of a challenge, but that's the way we've always done it here.
Griswold has a total of 20 different boys going out for the track season. Some of the key athletes to look out for will be former state qualifier Peyton Cook, Cody Dorsher, and Holden Jensen, who are already making their impacts well-known in practice.
I got 20 kids out. Peyton Cook qualified for state high hurdles last year, and so he's back. And he'll run the highs, and he'll run the 100, he'll run the 400 hurdles, he'll run the 200, and a few other things. He's motivated to get back to state, and Peyton will have a shot at doing that in a few events this year. Another junior, Cody Dorsher, he qualified for state in cross country last fall, and he's looking pretty good in practice. So he'll be in, he also hurdles, and he'll be in some distance events. And Holden Jensen is really doing well in practice, another distance runner. He's really pushing Cody, so he'll be right up there in the mix too. So things are going pretty well.
The Tigers will have both a high jumper and a long jumper this season, while also featuring a few throwers to help push the points on the team's score. Multiple athletes want to also take on the hurdling events, which will not only make it competitive in meets, but in practices.
Looks like we'll have a high jumper and a long jumper this year, so we didn't get much points out of that last year, so this year I think we will. I think we're going to get some more points out of the throwers this year. We've got a ton of hurdlers on the team, which is always good, because that gives you a lot of versatility and be able to move people around in order to score the most points that you possibly can in a meet, so that's a good thing.
There are multiple goals that this track team is looking to achieve this season. Luckily for the Tigers, they have a list of top 10 records for every event that these boys can look to get their names onto.
We have from some different coaches in the past that did a really good job keeping track of things, and we have a top 10 list of the top 10 performances all time for every event here at Griswold, which is really a pretty big deal considering the tradition that Griswold has in track and field. So we have that list. It's a really good motivator for the kids. They like to, they might not be able to break the school record in something, but if they could get into that top 10 list, that's a big deal. And we celebrate that when somebody does that. So
with the cold weather conditions today, the Tigers look to Thursday for the Griswold and Stanton co-ed meet against local teams Riverside, HSTW, ACGC, and Essex. This will not only give the Tigers their first taste outdoors in a competitive atmosphere, but also prepare them for what lies ahead.
A bunch of teams will be here. It's developed into a really good meet. As a few years ago, it was Stanton's meet at their place, at their cinder track, but invariably it was always too wet to run, and they had to cancel it almost every year. So we kind of got together and asked them, why don't they just bring their meet up here to our place? And we've kind of made it a Griswold Stanton meet here. And ever since then, we just keep adding teams and adding teams. So it's really become a really nice, good-sized meet for both the boys and the girls. So we hope to, I like our lineup. We hope to be up there in the mix somewhere towards the top.
Griswold hosts Thursday's meet at Griswold High School, which will begin at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Callens. Reporting.